28 minutes past 9 o'clock on Friday the 20th of January. Pamela Ballantyne with you through on the U105 morning programme until 12 o'clock. It has been confirmed that the third baby has died at the Belfast Neonatal Maternity Unit at the Royal Maternity Hospital after an outbreak of an infection called Pseudomonas. I am joined now on the line by the Health Minister, Edwin Poots. Good morning to you, Mr. Poots.
Good morning.
This is a very, very sad day.
It's absolutely tragic and... you know, these wee babies have been born, they're premature, and many of them will have been making progress, and parents will have high hopes that they'll grow up to be fully developed and all of that. And that has been taken away from three of those parents at this time, and my deepest sympathy goes to the mums and dads and the wider families of the three babies involved. They will never suffer a greater tragedy in their lives. And it'll be devastating for them. And the rest of the parents in the ward will obviously be so anxious at this time in case their baby contracts it. And I know that it is a desperately difficult time for all of the parents of those little babies in the neonatal unit.
And I would say it's a very worrying time for any mother that is preparing to give birth as well.
Well, in terms of that there, we're going to have to take very radical steps, and indeed I think a couple of mothers who are due to give birth and expected to give birth prematurely have already been transferred to Dublin, and I just think that that's unavoidable. I think it's realistic. It is much more sensible to have those mothers prepared to give birth in a unit where this bacteria isn't evident, and thus we don't put those babies at any further risk because they are so vulnerable. And this particular bacteria is around an awful lot of places, and many of us will actually be carrying it, but it doesn't have any impact whatsoever because our immune systems are strong, but these little babies' immune system is so weak that they can't fight this.
It's very worrying that, and I don't wish to be scaremongering, but the fact that the expectant mothers are going to Dublin. What about the maternity units in other hospitals in Northern Ireland? Were they looked at, or are they at capacity?
Well, a lot of them are at or close to capacity, and we have 105 cots in Northern Ireland to deal with neonatal babies. Those aren't usually all full. But because the Royal is the largest unit, and we have actually 26 babies in the Royal at the minute, you can understand that the capacity will be tested, and therefore we are looking to both Dublin and other parts of the United Kingdom to ensure that mothers who are giving birth to premature babies will have the cot available without any threat of this bacteria.
Now, very sadly, the deaths of the two babies were announced yesterday and the third this morning. When did you become aware that there was a problem? When did the neonatal unit say, we have a problem here?
I became aware of it on Wednesday afternoon. And that's when it was made known to myself. And I think that they have been attempting to tie down environmentally what's caused this particular problem, and it is usually carried in soil or indeed water, or indeed humans can carry it, and we're seeking to identify the source of where it has come from. Eliminate that source, we'll almost certainly be doing a deep cleanse on the neonatal unit once the babies are transferred out of it, and seek to move forward from there.
Well, the consultant, Clifford Mays, he's been talking today, and I know there's going to be a press conference later today, just to say the steps that have been taken so far, and babies have been tested, and fingers crossed, the root of the problem, or not where it came from, but certainly it has been stopped now.
We're very hopeful that we are getting to the source of the problem. Unfortunately, once it is in there, it can be very easily transferred from patient to patient. So hygiene, which is always, exceedingly important in hospitals per se, but in these neonatal units especially, there'll be even higher hygiene standards than ever. There'll be a lot of restrictions put in place in terms of people coming into the hospital from outside, and I'd ask people to bear with that because it is in the best interest of everyone. that we have as restrictive regime, seeking to eliminate all sources of infection as possible.
Well, as we said, a very worrying time for the parents of the babies that are in the neonatal unit at the moment, but the hospital has been working very closely with those families to allay their fears.
Oh, absolutely. And our hearts go out to everybody involved. The staff are devastated at this. There's nothing worse than for the members of staff than to lose the babies in this kind of way whenever they've been working and caring so hard to ensure that these babies make a full recovery. And the hospital will be working very closely with the parents to ensure that we can give them reassurance and that everything that can be done will be done to try to protect their babies.
Well, we thank you, Minister, for coming on the phone today to talk to us. And I know you've been in touch, we will be in touch with the families. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme.
Okay, Pamela, thank you. Now, take care.
Thank you. Health Minister Edwin Poots.